This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The new National FFA president is looking forward to the coming year. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Trey Myers of Oklahoma was recently elected as the new president of National FFA. He said it hasn't truly sunk in yet, but it's getting there.
Starting to set in just a little bit, but still doesn't exactly feel real, but excited for the year ahead. So I'm from a little town called Perkins, Oklahoma, which is right next to Stillwater. But fun fact about Perkins is it's actually home of the original Pistol Pete, which is the mascot here at Oklahoma State. So I've practically bled orange and been a cowboy since the time I was born and was little bitty. I grew up loving sports, thought I wanted to play collegiate golf there for a little bit, and got plugged into the FFA, went to something we call Alumni Leadership Camp here in Oklahoma. And for the listeners out there that don't exactly know what that is, Alumni Leadership Camp is our summer camp for Oklahoma FFA. And I fell in love with the people.
Meyer said he is looking forward to a busy year as a national officer.
I've been telling a lot of people the last week that I'm looking forward to bringing small group 19 to FFA, not only FFA members, but people all across the country. What I mean by that is small group 19 is kind of the epicenter of where my FFA journey started. I joined FFA in the eighth grade, but it didn't really start for me until I went to alumni leadership camp. And small group 19 was the small group that I was placed in for those 3 days. And at the end of that session and the end of those 3 days, these people that had no idea who each other even were, they were complete strangers just 96 hours ago, left that camp as lifelong friends. And actually, I saw someone in that small group here on campus a couple of weeks before convention. So the world we live in is the most connected yet disconnected society ever in human history. And so my goal is just to bring human connection all across the country and do it in a way that Small Group 19 did it for me.
For more information, visit FFA.org. You can find the rest of this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.